This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Thanksgiving Part 2, was delivered on November 21st, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
All right. Well, good morning, my family. Are you guys ready for Thanksgiving? I already did two turkeys this year already, this Thanksgiving season. I like to bake the turkey, and after I can take the meat off, I get the, with all the bones, and I just sit and I pick at it. Then I go take a nap. Well, hey, we are getting ready for Thanksgiving. And it's, you can feel the coolness and the season's changing. And I think when the men are here next week, Saturday, at early in the morning, then the wives will probably be sneaking out shopping. Right, Jen? Yeah, oh, I think that's why women's ministry is on hold for a week, because, shopping. How many of you finish your Christmas shopping? How many of you put up a Christmas tree already? Mine was up a month ago. Seriously. My wife was getting so anxious. She put up a Christmas tree. She bought a train set to go around the base of the Christmas tree. And it goes around all night going, choo, choo. And it's like, okay, it's enough already. I kicked it about three times when we were walking past it. But it kind of, it brightens everything up. My daughter followed along. I think she bought a real Christmas tree because Walmart has it in already. And she put hers up and she sent me a picture that she has her Christmas tree up. So I said, wow, it is like Christmas. We never get past Thanksgiving yet. When we come to Thanksgiving, there are so much things that come to mind that we can be thankful for. I mean, like, it's like automatic, I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for my wife, because sometimes I look at her and I say, why would she marry somebody like me? Because I was really naughty. I'm thankful for my family, my health, my job, my house. I'm thankful for my tools, my fishing poles, my friends. I'm thankful that I only have three coolers and not 12, because I wouldn't have places to put them, We don't have to go too far to look at things around us that we're thankful for. I'm thankful for my nice shirt and my nice boots, Sometimes, like for Thanksgiving, this week, for people, they may be thinking, oh, shopping, this is the week. I don't know if it's going to be the same. Is it going to be the same, like Thanksgiving night already they're starting? I know they already started, right? Home Depot started Black Friday a long time ago. For people who are on a diet, this is like temptation week. Hey, my daughter got me gingerbread flavored Oreos. Wow, it was like, holy smokes, how did you get this? She got it at Target. Online. It's not in the store. It's like, holy. So she sent one home with my kids last night, and I ate it. It was like, I hope my doctor is not watching this. Because she gave me two options. Take up my medicine, or eat better and exercise. So I hope she's not watching, because I'm in trouble. But it was like, wow, it was so good. So I messaged her and said, can you get me another one? It was like, yeah. So, This is just a wonderful season. And even though We are facing so many challenges, and this year, 2020, will go down in history as probably one of the most challenging years of our life, unless you were alive when we had the Great Depression back in the early 1900s. Anybody? No. So I guess for us, because we're all young, it's going to be one of the most challenging years of our life, and we have many things that happened to us, and most of us will still celebrate Thanksgiving, either by shopping, or by eating, or by overeating, or maybe even both. Maybe it will be less festive because you cannot have 30 people at your house, or you shouldn't have 30 people at your house. Maybe it'll be scaled down, but I believe we just gotta look a little bit harder for things that we can be so thankful for. So I put together a kind of a, like a short list of things that we can be thankful for that's definitely not gonna be on everybody's list. It will not be on everybody's list. And I think the first one is the most difficult one, but thankful for our enemies. You know, I think when you become a Christian, you get more enemies, right? For one thing, the number one enemy is the devil, right? And if the devil is not your enemy, then you might be on the wrong side, right? Think about it, okay? Because, you know, people say, oh, I lived with my girlfriend for many years and we always got along. Well, because the enemy got you where he wants you, doing the wrong thing. But as soon as I got married, I had issues because now you're doing the right thing. So now the devil became your number one enemy because he's trying to break you apart. So, if the devil is your enemy, then oh man, thank God, because I am on the right side. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 5:44, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. I think, you know, when we have somebody we don't get along with, maybe it's your co-worker, maybe it's your boss, maybe it's your neighbor. If that adversary causes you to pray, wow, isn't that a good thing? I think God maybe put some of those obstacles in our way just so He can hear our voice. Oh Lord, I need help. Oh, I was waiting for you to ask because I can help you. You ever see your kids trying to do something, but they don't like ask for help, and you're just waiting for help them, but you don't want to just like, you know, jump in. You're just waiting, and they don't like asking for help, but you're waiting. So as soon as they ask you for help, oh yeah, you're there. I think that's our Father. And I think when we have enemies and we reach out to God, He is like, wow, I'm so glad you decided to call me. That's why I put that obstacle in your way. So it's like, how in the world can I be thankful for an enemy? Well, if that enemy causes you to get on your knees and pray, if the attacks are so fierce that it causes you to hit your knees, then maybe we needed that enemy in our life to turn us back to God. Maybe that enemy is an illness that turns you back to God. You know, my enemies got me to hit my knees because normally I like to pray like this. I'm in bed and looking up and I'm sleeping and I'm, oh Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for my life. Thank you. You know, those things. But man, when you get like false cracks from the devil. Seriously, I'm gonna get false cracks from the devil. Bugger hurt. And the best way to battle that is on your knees. And if, think about it, if we never had enemies, and everything was just so good, we're on the mountaintop all day long. My finances are good, my health is good, my car is brand new, my mortgage is paid off. No more enemies, then we might forget to pray. We might not even go on our knees because, oh, it's all good. In John 15, 18, Jesus says this. If, I don't think it says it should be if, but it should be when. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world because the world hates you. Now, if the world hates you, think about it. You're in good company because it hated Jesus first. Know that if you make enemies in this world, understand that you are not of this world. But worry if the world loves you. Then you might be conforming to it. Here's the biggest thing, man. If you have enemies that you work with or live around you, or you know that, hey, the best thing you can do, pray for them, get them saved, and they'll be your ally. Amen? Amen. Number two, be thankful for aging. How many of you get aches and pains? Yeah, the rest of you lying. You know what the Bible says about lying, right? You guys just don't like religion. You guys don't like to admit your aging, but you gotta be thankful. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 17, Paul writes this, therefore we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, how many of your outer man is decaying? Losing your hair, getting arthritis. Arthritis. Yeah? You know? Getting, you know, you get that limp. Do not lose heart, but the outer man is decaying. Yet our inner man is being renewed day by day, our spirit. For momentary light affliction is producing. What was that in our trivia, yeah? Momentary light affliction. I like how he puts it, momentary light. Because sometimes it does not feel light. It's producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond comparison. Our temporary pain is producing greater stuff. If you are aging and starting to feel the aches and pains, if you go to Costco before they open, they tell you go in. What? They did that to me. They told me, because they let the old people in first, right? So I was walking up to Costco, me and my wife, and the lady looks at me and said, I won't go. So no, I think I'll stand in line. I was going to tell her, I don't want to leave my young wife outside and like outside. But I said, no, I think I'll stand in line. The lady looked at me like, you're crazy. Like, sorry, but I'm not there yet. If you go to Foodland on Thursdays and you get the senior discount when you're not one senior, what does that say? My wife says, you gotta dye your hair black. If God wanted me to have black hair, he would have made my hair stay black. So if you're feeling the aches and pains, be thankful. Because that means you're still alive. Because if you cannot feel the aches and pains, that means you're dead. Each day that God allows you to live another day, you're that much closer to heaven. So you gotta, you know, you gotta be thankful for your age. You know, usually when I get to my office in the morning, but I haven't done my devotions yet, I do that. When I turn on my computer, usually I look at the obituaries in the Tribune Herald just to check to see if anybody I think passed away. And thought, you'd be surprised. If, like, oh man, I know so and so. I know so. And I get sad. This week, one of our missionaries, Hal Jones, his obituary was in the paper. And he was a great missionary going all over. But I was really saddened this week as I opened the obituary. And if you recall, back in July, I was in the hospital. And the man in the bed next to me, Al, I read his obituary paper this week. And I was like, oh man. I was so sad. It's like, and then I thought, like, what if? Just what if I didn't have the courage to get up, go past that curtain, and ask Al if he wanted to know Jesus? And he said yes. And we prayed, and he accepted Jesus. So I'm thinking, I'm sad, but I think, like, because he had one leg missing and amputated. And I was thinking, like, wow, I wonder if he's in heaven with his new legs. And no more diabetes, no more missing skin grafts and stuff all over. And because he was truly suffering in the hospital. And all night long, I could hear him moaning and groaning. So I got up to pray with him a few times. And so as I read his obituary, and I was sad because, like, he was 41. I'm like, oh man, it's like, and as I read that, my heart was broken. Then I thought, oh, you know, he said yes to you. So I was thinking, like, oh, what if I didn't do that? I wonder where, if he would have, somebody else would have done, or, you know, I would have told me. But, you know, as we get older, for me anyway, I tend to appreciate life more. So even though if I get aches and pains and I cannot do the stuff that I used to do as much, I know that every day that the Lord allows me to wake up, I'm grateful. Because when I was young and reckless, you know, I could have easily died. I mean, I used to go surfing with no leash, and I couldn't swim. Was that brave? Or was that stupidity? Stupidity. Because every time I would fall off, I'd grab the board, and I'd tumble around in the waves all the way to the shore. Yeah. When I go fishing, I stand at the very edge of the cliff so I can get my line 2 or 3 feet further out. And I still do that. Faith, that's faith. But so I'm grateful. So if you are getting older and hopefully wiser, every day that you wake up, I think your first word should be, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I mean, we gotta be thankful. Because some of us, we get sad when we get old. Sometimes I think about it, and I cannot sit down and eat 2-plate lunches at one time. I just cannot do that anymore. You know, I get a hard time to lift a sheet of plywood. I used to just pick them up, show them my pipe rack. In fact, my big metal pipe rack on my truck, when I was younger, I would pick that thing in the middle and I would walk it off my truck by myself. Now, I need me and 3 other guys to get that thing off, and I'm like, wow, what happened? But as I get older, I don't get sadder, but I'm just thankful and I appreciate everything that I have done, that I get to do, and that I'm going to do. And number 3, we need to be thankful for our trials. Say, what? Yeah. I mean, think about our trials, and if we look at the trials, we just get mad and disappointed. Yeah. But if we look at our God, who is bigger, then we can easily overcome. In Job, we just finished getting out of the book of Job, and from the beginning is good, I read that, you understand, but that whole middle section where his 3 friends just keep babbling on and on and on, it's like, man, I just get sick and tired of reading it. A lot of times I don't understand what they're trying to say, because I try to read it slower and try to understand, but that middle section from probably like verse 2 to 38 or something, chapters, it's like their 3 friends are trying to tell Job that, you know, you did something wrong, that's why this is happening. But in verse 2, Job says this, Well, his wife. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. When we may think that believing in God, when we say, "Yes, Lord, I want you in my life," we may think that believing in God will protect us from trouble. So when trouble, calamity comes our way, we say, "What happened to God's goodness and his justice?" But the message of Job is that we should not give up on God because he allows stuff to come our way. He allows stuff like cancer, and taxes, bills, and aches and pains. You know, faith in God does not guarantee personal prosperity, because if it did, everybody would be coming to God just for that. Lack of faith does not guarantee troubles in this life. It just comes. God is very capable to rescue us from suffering, but at the same time, he may allow suffering to come for reasons that we cannot understand. So, when I found out that I had cancer, and I was thinking about that, and then when I got to the hospital, and then when I got to pray with my neighbor, and when he accepted Jesus Christ, and I think like, well, maybe that's the plan that God had. You're thinking like, what? He allowed cancer to come into your life just so you can save that one guy? Well, you gotta understand, to God, everyone's life is valuable, is precious, and he's probably gonna use whatever means he can to get them saved. And if he used me getting cancer to get that guy saved, hey, who am I as a piece of clay to question the guy who molded me, right? It is Satan's strategy to get us to doubt. So I could have had that cancer, I could have gone to the hospital, I could have been bitter, I could have refused to hear that voice and pray for anyone because of Satan, but I chose to obey God. Here, in this section, Job, he shows a perspective wider than seeking his own personal comfort, because if you read Job, which is very sad, he lost his 7 children, he lost all his herds, his flocks, his finances, then his health goes bad. So he was suffering. And then his wife, you know, he lost the support of his wife. So he still has faith. If you and I, whenever we went through trials, or whenever we were suffering, if we knew why we were suffering, then our faith would have no room to grow. But in our suffering, we say, "Lord, I choose to believe you. I choose to trust you. I choose to not give up faith in you." Trials help us to trust God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. A lot of times we think we know. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I believe the harder the trial, the more we will look to God for help. The next one, trials help us to seek God. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You know, when you're out of options, out of resources, you try to fix everything on your own, and you don't know what to do, that's when you search for Him with all of your heart. Because when we think we got it, we seek Him with half a heart. But when we know we don't got it, and we're at the end, we don't know what to do, we're helpless, we're stuck, man, that's when we search for Him with all of our heart. And then we kick ourselves, why didn't I do this first? Huh? What was wrong with me? Have you ever gone through a trial and came out worse? Yeah, maybe because you didn't want to obey God. Maybe because you didn't want to ask for His help. If that's the case, then you're probably going to have to go through that trial again. You know, when you go to class and you come up worse, you flunk, what happens? You gotta take it again, right? It happened to me. I went in a trial. I didn't trust God and I ran away, so I came up worse. So I had to go all over again, all over again, but with a different attitude. Now, when I go through a trial, I go through the trial and say, okay, Lord, I need your help. What can I learn so I can learn it quick and get out of here? I think, you know, like if you could do your math class in a month versus 3 months, because you're smart, wouldn't it be like, oh, I do it in a month and get out of here? The faster I think I learn the lesson from my trial, I believe the faster I can get out of it. And then get ready for the next one, right? You ever been in a surf and a wave pound you, come back up, next wave pound you, come back up, next wave, it's like trial's life. If you're not facing trials, then maybe you know more enemies. Maybe you're on the wrong side. So today, you know, our main point, enemies, aging, and trials, spells eat. So when you eat this week, just the whole enemy, aging, and trials, thank you, Lord, enemy, eat, when you eat. I don't know, it just came up that way, don't ask me why. Be thankful, because our enemies cause us to pray. Our enemies keep us on the alert, keep us like on the defensive. The Bible tells us be on the alert because your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Let our trials draw you closer to God. As we celebrate Thanksgiving. As we celebrate Thanksgiving, we can learn to be thankful every day by giving thanks. Amen. I'd like to have the worship team come up. For those of you who are here, maybe those of you on Facebook, like Brother Walt said, if you have a prayer request, you can email it to me, newhopeeasthawaii@hotmail.com. You can post it on our live feed, but know that the whole world will probably be praying for you too, because the whole world can see it. But you can do that. If anybody out there in this season really needs the hope of Jesus, really desires to have that relationship, therefore making tending enemies, because now you'll be on the side of Christ and the devil and his minions will be your enemies, which is a good thing, because now you know you're on the right side. If you would like to receive Jesus, then I ask you to bow your heads, everybody here, even in faith, bow your heads, close your eyes. Pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. If anybody here prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? No shame. Lord, thank you so much for those who are out there, those who are here, whoever said that prayer. Lord, I pray that you would manifest your love to them. Use New Hope East Hawaii as a vessel to help them in their walk. Let us be grateful, thankful for a lot of the things in our life that we may not be grateful and thankful for. We are thankful for you, for what you have done for each and every one of us. What a blessing. And we acknowledge that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we love you. And we praise you. And we thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. Thank you. Give the Lord praise. Thank you.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keao, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online in order to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.